It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Roman Vega from Helpers Railroad and Mining Museum and Megan Urbanek. She is a co-leader of a Girl Scout troop that we have right here in Carbon County. Coming up this Saturday, the 12th, at the Museum and Helper, they're going to celebrate 110 years of the Girl Scouts. It's going on from 11 to 4. There will be refreshments. They've got all kinds of great exhibits and old Girl Scout stuff. And I'm going to let Roman speak to that because they got all this Girl Scouting stuff and memorabilia from a very, very interesting place. Roman and Megan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
This is going to be a fun event. It really is. And Roman, we're going to start with you up there at the museum in Helper. What kind of made you think, what was your process to have this? You said you had a young lady come in and start talking to you about Girl Scouting.
About 4 or 5 months ago, there was a woman who came in. She was the CEO of Girl Scout Executive. There were some items that she was willing to donate to the museum. She had been the CEO Executive of Girl Scouting for over 50, 60 years. We decided that with March 12th being the 110th year anniversary of Girl Scouting, that we were going to set up an exhibit with some Girl Scout memorabilia and work with one of the local troops.
And you were saying that you started going through this memorabilia and you've got stuff actually in there all the way back to the 30s, is that right?
Yeah, we have a Girl Scout guide from a guide manual that dates all the way back to 1934.
And you even have this lady's old Girl Scout uniforms and her Brownie uniform, if I remember correctly.
Yes, we have a 1968 Brownie uniform and a 1970 Girl Scout uniform.
And all of these are going to be on display, and you've got them set up. And you know what? If you've never been to the Helper Museum, we always talk about this, you're missing out. Helper's Museum has a lot of great information in there, a lot of great memorabilia, a lot of great historical things about Helper. You may think that you know things about Helper. Go and check the museum out. You may learn a few more things that maybe you just didn't know for sure. So you've got these all set up and on display. And coming up on the 12th, you're going to have a big party, right?
Yes, we're inviting present and past Girl Scouts and Brownies to participate in the celebration of the 110-year anniversary. We will have a cake, we will have refreshments, and we will have a local troop.
And that's where, Megan, that's where you come in. Megan, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
Let's talk about this. I couldn't believe, when you first started telling me about it, I couldn't believe that there was not a Girl Scout troop in Carbon County. You said there is one in Huntington, but there's not one here local.
Well, there used to be one, but all of the girls from that specific troop aged out. And so with them aging out, it kind of just fizzled out locally.
So you have gone through and you've got a co-leader on this, and your co-leader's name was again?
Amanda Cummins.
And you guys have put together another troop. You started out with two and you've moved on to five. And we're going to talk more about that a little bit later on as if you want to be a member of this troop. And you guys are going to go down there and support this. And I know there are people out there that once they hear Girl Scouts, the first thing they think of is
Girl Scout cookies.
That's right. Now, are you going to have cookies available for sale?
Unfortunately, we won't have any physically there, but we will have an online portal that you can order cookies and have them delivered to your homes.
So just go down. You're going to have like a QR code, you said?
Yeah.
That they can scan. They'll deliver them right to your house. How great is that? You know, you can have your Thin Mints. We talked about that. I'm a tag-along guy, but, you know, I understand. I'm not biased against any cookie by any means. Now, if there are girls out there that want to be a part of Girl Scouting or Brownies, what do they need to do? How can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can either contact me personally or my co-troop leader, Amanda. If they come to our event on Saturday, we will have a QR code and be able to help set everybody up. And
that's the thing is, as I said, I couldn't believe that there was not a Girl Scout troop here local in Carbon County. And now you're working to build that. So thank you. Once again, Roman, this is going to be on March 12th. It's 110 years of Girl Scouting. It's going to be up at the Helper Mining and Railroad Museum. How long is the exhibit going to be up? How long are you going to leave it up?
We're going to leave the exhibit up for about 2 to 3 months.
So come on up there and check that out. Go and see it. This is the day to go. This Saturday from 11 to 4, they've got exhibits. You can get Girl Scout cookies ordered. If you've got kids out there that are interested in being in Girl Scouting, you can get that taken care of too. And then just stick around and check out everything that the museum has to offer up there in Helper. And I know before we get out of here, I know you wanted to mention the lady's name that was the CEO that gave you all the memorabilia.
The Girl Scout CEO Executive Director, her name was Kathleen Thomas. So I would like to personally thank her for her donation to the Helper Museum.
So get on up to Helper for this one. A lot of fun. Once again, this Saturday, take the whole family. It is 110 years of Girl Scouting going on at Helper's Mining and Railroad Museum. Roman, Megan, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.